हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृत वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः Okay, there, so we see Shankara in his Bhashyam explained the Chatvaraha Varnaha, the four classes of people. The difference is based on the predominance of Guna and the type of work they're inclined to do. That is very natural thing. Nobody is instigating anything in other person. What a person wants to do, is inclined to do, is very natural. And that is, in that inclination for a given action, for a given way of life, etc., they're based on the predominance of guna. But even though I explained to you last class, I explained at a verse from some other verse I quoted to say how by birth everybody is a Shudra. Basically, it's very natural for a baby to be predominantly tamasic. Any baby is predominantly tamasic, raw head, isn't it? There's no, the ignorance is total there. There's no knowledge I am. The child is not self-conscious. Human baby also is not self-conscious. Until it becomes two. When at the age of two, the child picks up ahankara, no, I am. That's very terrible too. But that's when ahankara is picked up. Till then, the child doesn't have any notion. There's no self-consciousness. There's no knowledge. Nothing. Then the child is such a child, no, doesn't know right and wrong, anything. Nothing the child knows. Then we say shudraha. Then the child, and as it grows, as exposed, as it is taught, at the time of Upanayanam, etc., the child becomes a dvijaha. When it does the right, avoids the wrong. Even the child may not know the why he should not do the right, or he should do the right, why he should not do the wrong. The child may not know. And that the child can understand only when he understands the whole purpose of living this life. Why am I living this life? What is this life for? What is ultimately I have to accomplish in life? What is that ultimate accomplishment actually? Is it just the arthakamas? The child analyzes, understands moksha being the ultimate end, then yeah, that moksha is nothing but jnanam, knowledge of the truth when he understands. And then that preparation, then that knowledge requires a different bent of mind, different disposition of the mind is required for that jnanam. And for that disposition of the mind required for jnanam, which is the ultimate end, which makes one's life really a successful, meaningful, complete life. And for that, then nobody wants to be failure in life. And a person understands what is real success in life, what is that which makes the life really meaningful and complete, and then really everybody aspires for will be inclined for that. And that knowledge really requires a disposition of the mind, and that disposition of the mind can be earned, can be, in fact, that is not there naturally. That one has to really initiate oneself into, and for which one has to live a life of values. So the person understands, that is, one person knows the value of values, then he is called vipraha. Remember I told you. Then when a person lives the way, that is what Sanatana Dharma teaches, in fact, the way of life. How one should live, the way one has to live, why one has to live. And that one understands, then that way of life followed really blesses him with the fruit of knowledge. No, that knowledge itself is what? Mokshaha. Then we call such a person who accomplished that, benefited, gained the fruit of living that, following that way of life, is said to be the Brahmana. We saw that, isn't it? Then the Brahmana is the most mature. How by birth everybody is, irrespective of where, which culture one belongs to, where one is born, how one is born, how, where, everybody is a Shudra, immature. And the immature becomes mature, and mature becomes more mature becomes the most mature. He can't mature more than that, okay? Then he is a Brahmana. That is what actually we understand. By birth one can be Janmana, even if you are already born into a Brahmana background, Brahmin community, or this any of this class, Vaishya background, or a Shudra background, or a Nakshatriya background, still you can be what, by your guna, you can become a Shudra or a Brahmana. By gunataha, you can become a, choose to become a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Being born a Shudra also, one can be a guna Brahmana. One has to make an effort. One has to really initiate one's emotional maturity. How? That is so. The only way is, only when a person understands what is living a life of karma yoga, and thereby he commits oneself to live a life of karma yoga, which makes a person as really a spiritual person. When a person is religious also, he is prayerful and worshipful, and he is 100% committed to the value of the life of values, he is ethical also, that person is really who becomes a gunataha brahmanaha. Isn't it? Doesn't matter whether you are a Shudra by birth, or you are a Kshatriya by birth, Brahmana by birth, Vaishya by birth, doesn't matter. Then if you live this life, then you are a Brahmana. Now, what am I? Am I a Brahmana? You ask a question, are you living a life of values? You are a Brahmana. It's not just simply living a life of values. Are you also religious? In the sense, are you worshipful and prayerful? Which God am I worshipping? Have you understood the Lord as universal law and order? And once you bow to that Lord, in the form of law and order, by being committed to live a life of values, then you also know the value of understand the law of karma, thereby know the value of the act of worshipping and praying. Thereby we are worshipful and prayerful, knowing the law of karma, understanding the act, prayer and worship as a will involved auto-suggestion as an action. Thereby you are prayerful. See, knowing the effect, knowing the significance of worship, knowing the efficacy of prayer, if you are prayerful and worshipful, you are definitely what? Religious person. That is what is being religious actually. And thereby you are committed to the pursuit of this knowledge of the reality. It's like any physicist is, anybody who is given to study a physics is naturally interested in knowing what is E is equal to mc squared or any other law of relativity or anything. Like that here, once you are committed to this knowledge of the truth, means it is just the universe, isn't it? Then that makes you a spiritual person also. Then the life becomes what now? Karma, that's why being a karma yogi is not an ordinary joke, not an easy thing, isn't it? Because karma yogi means sadhu, mahatma, isn't it? And suppose then you are totally focused, you can all the time can focus on the very pursuit of knowledge, means then sannyasi also. Now that's why two lifestyles, people of two lifestyles are highly appreciated here, praised here, revered Vaishastra, because those people of two lifestyles are Brahmanaha only. And they will become absolutely Brahmana. Relatively they are Brahmanaha, they will become absolutely also Brahmanaha by becoming wise. Who is absolutely a Brahmanaha? A wise person. Who are relatively Brahmanaha? A karma yogi or sannyasi. Either who is given to life, two lifestyles prescribed in the Shastra. So, Chaturvarnya Sargadehe Sarga Adehe Karmanaha Kartrutvat Tat Palena Yujyase. See, when you say, Bhagavan says, no, I am the beginning of the creation, when you say, I created this classification of people, when you say, then what now? Karmanaha Kartrutvam becomes a Kartrutvam, there's a doership. Then, thereby what now? Palena yujyase. There also what now? There also, the bhoktruttam also will be there. Palena is also connected with the fruit. Ataha, once you have the kartruttam and bhoktruttam, then tvam na nitya muktaha. Then you can't be the ever free person. Nitya muktaha, nitya ishwaraha cha. And then always the Lord. You can't enjoy the Lordship, the everlasting Lordship, nor can you be ever free person. That's what, then what about, how can Lord be free then? Lord also has kartrutvam, Lord also has bhoktrutvam, so Lord also must be bound, he is also not free. Then he can't be the Lord also. Isn't it? Once kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam is there, you become an ordinary individual. You can't enjoy the lordship. Therefore, the answer is given here. Yadyapi maya samvyavaharena tasya karmanaha kartaram api santam mam paramarthataha viddhi akartaram. Atayeva avyayam asamsarinam cha mam viddhi. Now he says, how does Bhagavan get the... Actually the whole thing is, this is the answer. How does Bhagavan become both karta and the akarta simultaneously? Nobody can be a doer as well as the non-doer simultaneously. Either you are in the doer or you are a non-doer. You can't be both simultaneously. And if Bhagavan says, I'm karta, I'm an akarta also. So he says, from the standpoint of maya shakti, isn't it? Lord is not the doer, but the doer is none other than Ishwara. Doer is the Lord. Lord is not the doer, but the doer is the Lord from the standpoint of maya. Why? Maya alone is involved in activities. What is it is involved in activities? We say maya. Why do you say maya? Maya is the matter, isn't it? Maya is the matter. We say what is that is all the activities, all the movements, all the motions, all the actions that are, you know, that is said to be at the part of any that are there here, all of them are within the realm of matter only. There is no action which is outside of matter, isn't it? Any action, any movement, any motion is within the realm of matter. The material products alone are involved in functions, actions, all of them. And that maya shakti, that maya, the matter, does it have independent existence? Does it exist outside of consciousness, Brahman? No. Isn't it? Therefore, maya itself does not exist outside of, independent of the consciousness. Therefore, nor can the activities which happen within the realm of matter also be outside of the consciousness. Therefore, who is the doer actually? Consciousness does not claim I am the doer. Nor does the maya claim I am the doer. But there are actions and functions happening on the part of maya. But the minus consciousness, maya itself does not have independent existence. Therefore, we say now, therefore the consciousness is not the doer. Maya itself cannot even exist by itself. So where's the question of doing something? Maya cannot even for existence, maya is dependent on Brahman, the Chaitanya. Even for existence. And where's the question of doing anything independently? But at the same time, does consciousness do any action? No. Therefore, who is the doer? Maya is not the doer by itself, and not the consciousness is the doer, isn't it? But all the activities are within the realm of maya, the matter. But without consciousness, maya, nothing is possible. Very existence and what is happening in the part of maya is not possible. Therefore, we say what now? The doer is Atma. The doer is the Lord. Lord is not the doer, but the doer is the Lord. It's like what? You understand, who is the creator of the ocean and the waves? Who is the Lord of the ocean? Simple, you had always had the example, come back to that. Who is the Lord of, just to understand karta, akarta, you had to go to this example. Who is the Lord of the ocean? Isn't it? In fact, you should, Lord of the ocean is water, you should not say. Okay? Water is the Lord of the ocean, you should not say. But the Lord of the ocean is nothing but water, you can say. Water is the Lord of the ocean. Wrong. Why? Water does not claim the lordship. Water does not say, I am the Lord. But you say, hey, you observe, if minus water, where is the ocean, where is the wave? Therefore, from the standpoint of the wave and the ocean, you say what now? The Lord of the ocean is water. Isn't this a big difference? Why do we say, because this wave full of waves, this ocean full of waves, all the waves rise from the water, exist in water, it originate from water, sustained by water, and then resolve also in water. Therefore, who is the Lord? What is it which lends existence when it is wave? Is lending existence is this water. And what is it which really from where these waves originate? From water. Where do the waves resolve? The water. Therefore, who is the what is water now? Lord of these ocean full of waves, nothing but water. Therefore, what can we say now? From the standpoint of the wave, coming into existence of the waves, the creator of the waves is the water. Does the water sit and create? Water does not create the waves, but without water, the manifestation of waves is not possible. Coming into existence of the waves is not possible. The coming into existence is what? Creation, isn't it? The creation of waves is not possible. And but for the water, sustenance of waves is not possible. And when the waves resolve also, where do they go and resolve? Where do they resolve? Not outside of water. Therefore, we say what now? The creator of the ocean is the water. Sustainer of the ocean is the water. The one in which all the waves dissolver, isn't it? Or the waves also is the ocean. Sorry, water. Three names you get. What now? Sthanumalaya. You know that what we say? You know, we say here, Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha. Three words are given, three names are given with reference to the whole ocean. Water gets three names also. Brahma, where give the name as the creator of the way, ocean. Sustainer, Vishnu. Shiva, as the one in whom everything resolves. Really speaking, three names, three functional names for the only Lord. Which Lord? Water is not the Lord. There is no Lord other than water of the ocean, isn't it? Similarly, with reference to whole Jagat also, now what is this? What are these actions? What are these functions? What are these results of actions? What are these happening? Everything is within the realm of matter only, isn't it? The matter itself does not have independent existence. Even for the existence matter, matter is dependent on this Brahma Chaitanya. Therefore, what is happening on the part of Maya also because of what now? Because of the blessing of the very existence is what now? Lent by consciousness only. Therefore, we say not by action, by mere presence, isn't it? Therefore, consciousness is not the doer. Lord is not the doer. With reference to the whole Jagat, we don't say consciousness is the Lord of the universe. We don't say. The Lord of the universe is... what now? We say Brahma. Ishwaraha Brahma. What is Brahman? What is implied by the word Brahman? Consciousness, Chaitanya. And how do you say it, Lord? Because the whole Jagat comes into manifestation from where? From that only. Therefore, the Brahman is said to be what now? Creator. Sustainer. The one in whom everything resolves also. Isn't it? So then we say the Lord of the universe is the Brahma. And that Lord gets three names, functional names also. The standpoint of three things what is happening. Three functions are happening. And we say here, is there a doer now other than the doer? There's no other doer. Lord is the doer. It's over one point, okay? Therefore, from the standpoint of what is happening, everything is Maya only. We say the Lord of everything is the... everything is... isn't it? The Lord of... everything is the Karta, the doer of everything is the Lord. The first you have to understand the concept of Lord, then you have to come to this. The Lord of everything is Brahman. Then we have to say the doer of everything is the Lord. Is it clear now? Point. And then if you say from the standpoint of consciousness as such, does it do any action? No. Consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, therefore akarta. From its own standpoint is akarta. From the standpoint of actions, there is no karta other than the Lord. So, Lord is both karta and akarta. isn't it? So now I tell you one more thing. Any action takes place, any karma happens, any action takes place means what is that which is involved in the activity, a given activity. Suppose even if you say, okay, we are listening now, we are involved in the act of listening, a function of listening. Even if you say, what is that listening? How can the listening, what is it which facilitates this listening? For this listening to happen, no, your ears must be, first of all, must be quite sound, shall be deaf, that's a different thing. Second thing, attention must be here, mind must be also be there. Just the drum, if your ears alone are there, hearing cannot take place, isn't it? Hearing should take place. Then you must have appropriate organ, then proper organ, it must be backed by conscious, alert mind, not a drowsy mind, isn't it? Conscious, alert mind. And even then, you must have come here, for which the body must have been brought here, isn't it? This is the mind alone cannot walk in here, sense power alone cannot come here, the whole body has to come here. The sense power has to come here, the mind has to come here, the whole body has to come here. The body comes here means, which is here? The whole body, legs have to walk. Legs walking means, what are legs here? What are legs? What is leg? If you understand, the feet have to walk. What is feet here? You mean it, this is a skin is there, muscles are there, tissues are there, nerves are there, blood vessels are there, blood is there, in between bones are there, not just the cells, isn't it? So the tissue alone are not there, just, you know, bones are there, everything is there. And all of them are put together properly. It's a very important thing. Suppose you bring all the muscles and nerves and things together, still they won't function. Like even any car has to move means all the spare parts must be put together. Cut all the spare parts from a very good company, buy all the spare parts, keep them in a heap in the garage, it will function. They all had it put together intelligently. Isn't it? Only then the car will function as a car. Similarly, the feet, if you analyze what is feet, just 1 foot, what is it? What are these 2 feet? What are the legs? And then not just the feet. They were connected to the shank, and then they were connected to the thighs, they were connected to the trunk, and they will be connected to the head also, and all the parts must be connected, isn't it? The subtle and the gross are all linked together, put together properly, intelligently, isn't it? And that is why all the functions are happening. That is why the act of listening, coming, sitting, going back, listening, observing, understanding, retaining, not taking it back home, not giving it somewhere here, everything is possible because of all these things are put together. And that put together is governed by what now? No, that's why we say here this order is involved. Without there is no order involved here, nothing can be brought together. So the putting them together intelligently implies the order, the law and order being involved. That order is Ishvara. And which, can you say now I did it means which of you did it? Your head or your hand or your nose or your teeth? Except you can say only eating. Even that you can't say, I ate it. What is eating? Eating means your hands must have given, teeth must be, you know, biting, and the chewing, and hand must be gulping, lots of things are there, eating also. This, what action are you doing, which of you is doing? That is why they all are involved, this is called order. Understand now? This is what is order, we have to understand. Then that order is what? No, that order has to be backed by knowledge also. Who is instructing to do a given function? For every organ is involves an order means, who is instructing? There is a natural innate knowledge, isn't it? That knowledge is what? Manifestation of consciousness, isn't it? So knowledge is Ishvara, order is Ishvara, functions are Ishvara. The order which holds them all, does it? Dharanat dharma ityuchyate. One of the meanings of the word Bhagavan, dharmaha. Bhagavan, Lord is the dharmaha. Dharma, that which upholds means that which keeps everything together. Isn't it? Imagine that order is not there. One leg will come to burn, one leg will go to restaurant. You know that? All the possibilities are there. If there is no order involved there, discipline are not there, anything can. And one here will say, okay, come on, listen to this. One here will go listen to something else. Lots of this confusion and problems will be there in creation, but those without all those things also, already we have enough confusions. Imagine, at least such a big, it's amazing knowledge. The knowledge is Ishvara, order is Ishvara, functions are Ishvara. That is why we can't separate, everything is Ishvara here. That is why we owe what now, doership to what now? There is no doer other than Ishvara. Ishvara is the Karta. Have you got it now? Who is the Karta? Bhagavan Ishvara is not the doer, but there is no doer other than Ishvara. Because you can't say, you have to say which of you has done it. That's why Ishvara is the doer, isn't it? If you say that, what is the nature of consciousness as such, if you say, does it do really any action? Is there any will involved? No. Is there any effort involved? No. Therefore, what is it? It's of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, akarta. So, Ishvara, karta is Ishvara. The standpoint of order involved in the functions, no, the knowledge back functions backed by knowledge within the realm of matter. Therefore, we say doer is Ishvara. The same time, as consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, Lord is also akarta. Is it clear now? So that is the answer for this. You see, parama arthataha means from the standpoint of the absolute reality, the absolute nature, akarta, akartaram with the nomi to be the akarta non-doer. Ataha, that is why eva avyaya asamsari. Bhagavan is avyayaha. See, usually the consciousness does not undergo any change. It's like avyaya, isn't it? There's no, without moving, without doing any action, without undergoing any change, everything is happening. Therefore, avyayaha, and the consciousness is free from samsara also. There is no, isn't it? There's no journey, there's no travel, there's no going through pains and pleasures. All those things are not there for atma. Therefore, asamsari. Then we'll see the next verse now. Yesham tu, read it now.
Yesham tu,
karmanam,
karmanam,
kartaram,
kartaram,
mam,
mam,
manyase,
manyase,
paramarthataha,
paramarthataha,
tesham,
tesham,
akarta eva. Aham. See, yesham tu karmanam kartaram ma manyase. For what reason you think, maam kartaram manyase, even if you think I am the doer of the actions, paramarthataha. Paramarthataha means from the standpoint of the reality, the absolute nature, tesham akarta eva aham. Yesham karmanam kartaram maam manyase. Whatever you consider me as a doer of those actions. Whatever you think I am the doer of given actions. Actually, I am the non-doer of those actions. Yesham karmanam kartaram tum maam manyase. Actually, I am the non-doer of those actions. Whatever actions you think, I am the doer of. Understand? He is going to say that. How? He says, Namam karmani limpanti.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Name karma phale spruha. Name karma phale spruha. Iti mam yo bijanati. Iti mam yo bijanati. Karma bhirna sabadhyate. Karma bhirna sabadhyate. Namam karmani limpanti.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Name karma phale spruha.
Name karma phale spruha.
Iti mam yo bijanati.
Iti mam yo bijanati.
Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
It says, karmani mam na limpanti. Karmani mam na limpanti. Actions do not really touch me or do not taint me, do not bind me. But how can, suppose if the wave moves around, the movement of the wave, motion on the part of the wave, does it belong to the water? Does it touch the water? Does it affect the water? No. Doesn't touch, doesn't affect, doesn't, the movement on the part of the wave, nothing to do with the water at all. Isn't it? So karma, see, karma, na, therefore similarly karma, action on the part of the body or on the mind or on the senses, the part of any of these parts does not really affect, afflict or touch, taint the Atma. Therefore, yes, karmani mam na limpanti. Then karma phalam, once the fruit is, the karma is done, then there is a, even there is no desire on the part of the Atma for the fruit of the action also. Suppose even if the wave moves around and then produce some result, is water, you know, interested in gaining the fruit of that action? Similarly, Atma is Atma karma phale na spruha. Atma doesn't have, and we talk about the Lord, I'm talking about the Atma only. Understand now? Because Atma is actually the Lord. So here, karma phale na spruha. Atma does not have any desire for fruit of action. Conscious desire is, there's no desire outside of Atma. No desire possible, existence of desire is not possible without the Atma. Is it? And then no desire is possible without the Atma. Every desire is the Lord. Every desire is the Lord. But Lord does not have a desire for anything. Therefore, Lord does not have a desire for fruit of action also. Look at this. Every action is the Lord. Lord does not do the action. Every action is nothing but the Lord. So Lord does not have a desire for anything. Lord does not have a desire for the fruit of action also. But every desire is nothing but the Lord. Is it clear now? You can't say water has the wave. You can never say water does not have the wave. Every wave is water. Same way you have to understand this also. Sorry. You have to understand this. Every desire is Bhagavan. Right desire, wrong desire, and the every desire is Bhagavan only. The will involved in the action to fulfill the desire also is Bhagavan. Right action is Bhagavan, wrong action is Bhagavan. Punishment is Bhagavan, blessing is Bhagavan. The law which determines the pain and pleasure for the given action is also Bhagavan. Understand now. That is why you can do anything. Everything is Bhagavan. If you do the wrong action saying I am Bhagavan, is everything is Bhagavan, then punishment also is Bhagavan. Pain also is Bhagavan. Understand now. That's what you have to understand here. So here, karma phale me na spruha. I do not have any desire for fruit of action. Iti mam yaha abhijanati. See, Bhagavan does not say, I do not have. He only say, the one who knows, yaha mam abhijanati. See, yaha mam abhijanati. See, he who knows me, How does one know the Lord? One who knows the Lord as one's own self. There's no way of knowing the Lord, isn't it? One who knows the Lord of the universe by knowing one's own self. Yaha mam abhijanati. One who knows the Lord as one's own self, by knowing the self, one who knows the Lord, there be one who knows the self being consciousness, Chaitanyam also, and he knows the nature of consciousness, Atma. What now? Consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Consciousness does not have any desire, does not desire, isn't it? But there's no desire possible without the consciousness. One who knows that, he knows what now? Lord does not do any action. Lord does not have any desire for fruit of, any desire for fruit of action also. One who knows the Lord, Swarupam, such a person who knows the Lord being free from doership, enjoyership, free from desire for fruits of action, etc. One who knows the self. And such a person who knows the Lord is not bound by any karma. He is free from bondage of karma. Saha karma bihi na badhyate. Who is free? One who knows the Lord. Who is the one who knows the Lord? How does he know the Lord? One who knows the Lord being free from doership, enjoyership, actions, and free from desires also. Isn't it? Free from desire for anything, desire for karma phalam also. And such a person, who is the one who knows the Lord? One who knows the self, being Chaitanyam Brahma. Such a person is free from bondage, he is not bound by any karma. That is what the verse says. See, one should know oneself to know the Lord. One who knows the Lord, then he knows the Lord being free from doership, enjoyership, and desire for any fruit, any phalam also. That is what is said here. Namam karmani limpanti.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Name karma phale spruha. Name karma phale spruha. Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
So, yaha mam jan abhijanati. Saha karma bihi na badhyate. He is not bound by karma, bondage of karma. One who knows me, one who knows as what? Knows as the one who is free from desire for fruits of actions, as the one who, no, one who is not touched by any actions. Now, okay, read the bhasham. Na mam tani karmani limpanti dehadi arambhakatvena ahankara abhavat. See, karmani na limpanti, he says here, Dehadi arambhakatvena ahankara abhavat. There is no ahankara. Who has ahankara is not there. Why karmas do not bind a person? A karma can bind a person. What does it mean by saying karma, being bound by karma? Being bound by karma means, oh, I am doing this action and this karma is producing a phalam and I am enjoying this fruit. These are all possible. This is called bondage of karma. So karmas bind the person only if a person has what now? Ahankara. Ahankara is possible when, suppose if you have a deha. Once you have identity with the deha, adi arambha means what now? Once you have deha, abhimana, once you have identity with the body, mind, and complex, then you also have the ahankara, the wrong notion about the self. Then it is natural for you to have what now? Once ahankara also is there. Thank you. Once you have ahankara also, then what happens? This ahankara is there. Then it is possible for you to have the kartrutvam. Kartrutvam is there. I am the doer, that notion is possible. See, identity with the body mentions complex must be there. Then thereby you should have the ahankara. Ahankara is what now? Ahankara is mean the, any wrong notion about the self, and especially I am the doer, that notion also is possible. Then you are bound by the karma. Here Bhagavan says, I do not have any body. Look at this. All the bodies are Bhagavan. You can't even say all the bodies belong to Bhagavan. Bodies are Bhagavan's bodies. Apostrophe else is not possible. Everybody's body is Bhagavan. All the bodies are Bhagavan. All the forms are Bhagavan. Isn't it? All the names are Bhagavan. All the forms are Bhagavan. There's no belonging anything here. There's no belonging. So all the forms are Bhagavan means, and Bhagavan doesn't have a form. Does Bhagavan has any form? No form. Lord has no form. But all the forms are. So Lord is of this Swarupma of formlessness. We can very well say, and we can be very clear. That is why we have no problem. He, she, it, everything we can use, because all the forms are Bhagavan here. But Bhagavan by himself, Bhagavan by Swarupataha has no form. Isn't it? Therefore, Bhagavan has not identity with a given form. Therefore, there is no ahankara. I am the doer, that notion. Does Bhagavan have the notion? The notion is Bhagavan. Every mind has notion, lot of notions about this self. Isn't wrong notion of self? That every mind's ahankara in every mind is what? Bhagavan. Every mind is Bhagavan, every thought is Bhagavan, the notion, ahankara in every mind also is Bhagavan, but Bhagavan does not have any ahankara. I got the meaning, I got the point, very important thing. Does Bhagavan have ahankara? Ahankara bhavat. Bhagavan does not have any ahankara. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Those notions if Bhagavan has, Bhagavan has, then you can say Bhagavan also is ahankari. Bhagavan is free from notions. Why? Every notion is Bhagavan. Every view is Bhagavan. Every opinion is Bhagavan. Every contention is Bhagavan. But Bhagavan does not have any contention, any view, any nothing. Isn't it? Therefore, ahankara is not there. Therefore, what? Kartrutvam is not there. So what? Karmas do not bind the Lord. Karmani na limpanti. This explanation. Is it clear now? How? Yes, simply is very nice explanation here. Hope you enjoy it. I just see, even though it's very hot and not tolerable, but still I'm enjoying every word of Shankara's Bhashyam. Nacha. That is the air conditioning for me now. Tesham karmanam phaleshu me mama spriha trishna. Those who want to improve the Sanskrit language, they can learn this bhashyam regularly. Spriha means longing, craving, desire, wish, like, all you can say spriha. What is the equivalent word for that? Trishna. Trishna means, literally it means thirst. Okay, the thirst for fruits of actions is what? Craving, isn't it? Is with Trishna, another word Shankara uses here in his meaning. Spriha. He says, Tesham, see, I am not bound by any karma. I am means what now? The Lord is not bound by any karma. Why? Because there is, Lord does not have the beginning of bodies such as bodies, etc. The body has a beginning. Lord has no beginning. Like the physical body, etc. Lord does not have any identity with the body, mind, his complex, etc. Thereby, Lord is also does not have the doership and enjoyership also. Therefore, ahankara is not there. Therefore, Lord is not bound by any karma. That's one of the reasons, one thing. Then he says, then, okay, Lord doesn't have the doership and enjoyership, but does the Lord have any desire for fruits of actions? That's also not there. Why? Lord has no enjoyership also. The desire for action, fruits of action, tesham karmanam paleshu api spruha na. Lord does not have the desire for fruits of those actions also, because every desire is Bhagavan. Bhagavan does not have any desire. Is clear now? If you say sugar candy has sweetness, even then it is wrong. Sweetness is sugar candy, because it's not separable. Isn't it? Any possessor possessed connection you can make of between things which are separable. Understand here? So you can't even say that way. Like that, Bhagavan does not have desire. Every desire is Bhagavan.
Yeshamtu samsarinam
aham karta iti abhimanah karmasu spruha tatpaleshu cha. He says, yesham tu samsarinam aham karta iti abhimanah karmasu. Samsarinaha means ordinary human beings who are living in this world, who have identity with the body mind sense complex, thereby who also entertain the notion aham karta iti abhimana. Abhimana means what now? Entertaining the notion aham karta is what now? Aham karta iti abhimana. When they entertain the notion, when they do the actions, in performing actions, karmasu abhimanaha, they have what now? They entertain such a notion while performing the actions. What notion? Aham karta iti abhimanaha. Who have that notion? Samsarinaha. Then what happened? For such people alone, karma tat paleshu spruha cha tesham. Only those people have the desire for the fruits of actions also. It is natural, isn't it? Then such tan karmani limpanti. The actions bind only such people. Actions bind those people who are samsaris. Who are samsaris? The one who thinks, I am a mortal, I was born, I am going to die, I have problems in life, I am small, I am inadequate, I am unhappy, they did this to me, these people did this to me. These, all these confusions people who have, the simple people who are samsaris, who are ignorant of the self, who are strongly identified with the body mind's complex, who have all the notions wrong, notion about the self, and who entertain this notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. Such people alone have desire for fruits of actions also. So the karma phalam, the karma bind only such people. That means what? Definitely they have punyam and papam. They accumulate punya papas. Being bound by karma means what now? They accumulate punya papas. Who accumulate punya papa? Those who work, those who do the karma, thinking that they are the doers and expect the being desirous of the fruits of actions, they are the people they accumulate punya papa. And when they have punya papa, they have to do what now? They have to exhaust the punya papa also. Therefore, they have to be born also. Then they are called, that's how they are bound by karma. Is it clear now? So what Bhagavan wants to make it very clear, again and again and again and again, Bhagavan is repeating, look at this. Who are bound by karma? Who are free from karma? You can do any number of karma, still you can be free. How? If you do without the doership. Isn't it? But is it possible to do without doership? It is possible if you have Atma Jnanam. If you do not know the self, if you do not know the Lord, isn't it? See, understanding Ishvara's law and order, how the doer of everything is Ishvara, that is very, very important. Tena vina trinam api na chalati. Without his grace, even the grass does not move. How? That is where you have to understand knowledge, order and function. Okay, these three things you have to understand. Then Bhagavan, tena vina trinam api na chalati. Even grass, the blade of grass doesn't move without his grace means what? That implies understanding Ishvara as law and order. Then you can understand, so the doer of everything is Ishvara. At the same time you can say, where is the kartrutvam? Does consciousness do anything? No. Isn't it? Then you know, but if identity is with the Atma, then you can say, if you are free from the notion that you are the doer and the enjoyer, then naturally, you are also free from karma phalam, you are not dependent on karma phalam for your happiness means, then you are not desirous of karma phalam also. Isn't it? Then, then only then you are not bound by karma. Otherwise, no, karmani limpanti. Definitely karmas bind. See, karmani limpanti tan janan. Actions perform, the actions performed definitely bind those people who are doing the karma with entertaining the notion that I am the doer. No, and then also being desirous of the fruits of actions. Yuktam.
Yesham
to.
Yeah.
Yesham, selected pronounce it. Yesham to samsarinam. Yesham samsarinam. Bhagavan having finished talk, having finished about him, this swarupam, whereas yesham samsarinam aham karta iti abhimanaha karmasu. For those samsaris, the simple individuals, ignorant people, you know, karmasu abhimanaha, there is a notion, entertainment of notion, I am the doer. Tat paleshu spruhacha, and the desire for, the desire also is there in the fruits of those actions. Such people, them, karmani limpanti, actions bind. Iti yuktam. This is what is proper. This is appropriate to say. Who are bound, who are not bound. Yuktam means what now? It's appropriate to say. Yuktam. Isn't it? It's appropriate to say that such people are bound by actions. Which people? Samsaris. Who are the samsaris? Who have wrong notion that I am the doer, who entertain the notion I am the doer, etc. And they also have desire for the fruits of actions. They are naturally bound by karma. Whereas I, the Lord, am, have no beginning like the body, etc. Not, I don't have identity with the body means complex. Also, I do not entertain the notion that I am the doer also. I do not have a desire for actions also. Desire is me, action is me, everything is me. I don't do anything. The doer is me, doing is me, done also is me, everything is me. I am not the doer. Isn't it? Therefore, here he means, the Atma Chaitanyam is not bound by anything, isn't it? Even the mind, the enlightened minded person who is free from the notion I am the doer, okay? Then even he is free. That's what he says. Tad abhavat mam. Sorry, abhavat. We'll read from the beginning. Tad abhavat na mam karmani limpanti. Tad abhavat. Kasya abhavat, tasya abhavat. Tad abhavat means tasya abhavat. Kasya abhavat, kartrutva abhavat. He's explained now. Kartrutva abhavat, bhoktrutva abhavat, spruhayaha abhavat. Karma phala spruhayaha abhavat. Due to the absence of desire for fruits of actions, due to the absence of doership and enjoyership, here's what, mam karmani na limpanti, na mam karmani limpanti, actions do not bind me, iti evam yaha, what is it in there, yoyopi?
Yaha
anya api. Okay. Yaha anyaha api. Not only me. Yaha anyaha api. That mama nakara has gone my book. Yaha anyaha api. Mam atmatvena abhijanati. Look at this. I told in the very beginning. Yaha mam anyaha api atmatvena abhijanati. The other person One who knows me as one's own self. How does one know the Lord? Mom, abhijanati. You can't, I know the Lord. How do you know? Because I met him yesterday. Where? In a given place. And he came and spoke to me in my dream also. Thou not that Lord. Any Lord who comes in dream, that's not Lord. Okay? Every dream is Lord, and whoever comes in, Rakshasa comes in dream also is Lord only. Therefore, you can't say the Lord, yesterday I had a dream. Okay, Lord came and spoke to me. Not see, Yaha Mam Abhijanati, one who knows me as one's own self. Atmatvena. Atmatvena Yaha Mam Abhijanati. That's very important. Yaha Mam Atmatvena Abhijanati. One who knows me as the very self. Isn't it? Then for him, the self is the Lord. Lord is the self. Lord is not separate from him, he is not separate from the Lord, isn't it? One who sees the Lord being non-separate from one's own self. I got it. One who understands the Lord being non-separate from oneself, one who sees one's own self as the Lord, he saha mam atmatvena abhijanati. You have to underline that sentence. Mam yaha anyaha api. Okay? Even though the other person, one who is distinct from, even though I am distinct from all the minds, the people, everybody, that anyaha, the person, the human being, the mind, okay? Anyaha means what now? The mind, the person, with the mind, this person, mam atmatvena abhijanati, one who knows the reality, the Lord as one's own self, saha, na aham karta, na me karma phale spruha iti. One who knows me as the very self, and such a person knows, one who knows the self knows the Lord, and he knows Lord is not the doer, and Lord does not have desire for any fruits of actions also. Such a person, karma bihi na badhyate, he is not bound by actions. Tasya api, na dehadi arambakani karmani bhavanti iti artaha. Dehadi arambakani karmani na bhavanti iti tasya. Even for such a person, again the body is not, there's no again coming into existence, beginning of the body, etc. is not there even for such a wise person. He will not again be born assuming another body also. Na aham karta na me karma phale spruha iti. This is how we haven't done this, okay. Now this is how the elders, ancestors, or the people who lived us before us, how did they do their karma? They all had this, I am not the doer. Everything is the Lord. And then, I do not have any desire for fruits of actions also. I mean, the Lord is free from desires. Every desire is the Lord. Lord is free from actions. Every action is the Lord. Isn't it? With that understanding alone, our ancestors, elders, had done their, they were doing their karma. This he is going to say now. Evam gyatva kritam karma, evam gyatva kritam karma, purvairapi mumukshubihi, kuru karmaiva tasmatvam, kuru karmaiva tasmatvam, purvai purvataram kritam, purvai purvataram kritam, evam gyatva kritam karma,
evam gyatva kritam karma,
purvai rapi mumukshubihi,
purvai rapi mumukshubihi,
kuru karmai vatasmatvam, purvai purvataram kritam,
purvai purvataram kritam.
Therefore, evam gyatva, evam gyatam is what now, having understood thus. Having understood thus means what? How? Having understood that actually Atma is not the doer of any actions. The self is not the doer of any actions. Actually, I am the Atma. I am not the doer of any actions. Every action is Ishvaraha. Everything that is happening is the Lord. And actually, the Lord, the Atma does not have any desire for fruits of actions. But every desire is nothing but Atma. With this understanding alone, Purvaihi Karma Kritam. Purvaihi means our people of ancient days, ancient times, our ancestors, by them Karma Kritam, karma was performed. Who were they? Who were all Mumukshavaha. Mumukshubihi means what? Now, those who were desirous of moksha, those who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, by those people, this is how karma was done with this understanding. They were doing karma with this understanding. Well, what he says now, tasmat, therefore Arjuna, tvam also karma eva kuru. Tvam also kuru karma eva. May you also do the karma alone. May you do karma alone means what now? Without entertaining any thoughts, any notions. But that he does not say don't do karma. If Bhagavan says don't do karma, there's a problem, isn't it? Karma eva kuru. May you do only karma without giving, thinking wrong, entertaining any wrong thoughts. How should you do? Purvataram purvaihi purvataram kritam karma. The karma, the karma was performed before the earlier karma by our people, the people of the ancestors, how the karma was done, the same way may you also do the karma. The way they did the karma, may you do the karma. Understand? This is a very simple thing he said. Evam gyatva kritam karma purvaihi api atikrantaihi mukshubihi. See, people of olden days, ancient times, who were mukshus, by such all the mukshus who are living before, who attained moksha now. We are still sitting with no use, isn't it? Be people who were mukshus before, and thereby they attained moksha also. People who wanted to attain moksha, who have attained moksha, who are already free, who are not available anymore around here, such people, how did they work? They did the work knowing this. Evam gyatva, having understood this. What they've understood? Atma does not do any karma, Atma does not have any desire for anything. With this understanding, they did the karma and they were mumukshus. They attained moksha. Therefore, what you should do now? You are also mukshu. You want to attain moksha. Now, what should you do? You should do karma. What they understood, you also understand this, remember this, and do your duty. How they did? Kuru tena karmaiva. Tena means due to that reason, isn't it? Actually, tena karanena. Okay, because of that reason, what you should do? Karma eva kuru. Kuru. He, Bhagavan, says very clearly, kuru. Don't be lazy, don't be idle, do. Isn't kuru karma eva? May do karma alone. Tvam. Kuru karma eva tvam.
Kuru karma eva tvam.
Na tushnimasanam.
Na tushnimasanam.
No, tushnim asana means simply sitting without doing anything. Isn't it, Krishna? Na tushnim means tushnim, tushnim. Tushnim tishtatu means what now? Tushnim bhava means remain quiet. Don't make noise. Don't be naughty. That's the meaning. Tushnim tishta means what now? Tushnim bhava. It means remain quiet. That's literal meaning. Because I want to tell all of you, come on, quiet, remain quiet. What should I say? Tushnim tishtantu. If I say this word, I am supposed to say. well, suppose you are too noisy here, what should I say? Tushnim tishtad. Tushnim tishtad. We say what? Tushnim tishtantu. That's the meaning. And Tushnim asana means simply sitting without doing any actions. That means remaining lazy is called Tushnim asana. So, na Tushnim asana Arjuna. Bhagavan jumps and says, come on Arjuna, na Tushnim asana. Don't sit lazy, okay? Don't think of remaining simply sitting without doing any actions. Tum karma yeva kuru. Tum karma yeva kuru Tushnim asanam? Nah. Look at this. How important it is for one to become disciplined. Karma is very, very important. Leave alone jnanam and moksha. For basic, it seems to be simply disciplined, or needs to be engaged and entertained, occupied. Know that? So Bhagavan says, Tushnim asanam na. Tum karma yeva kuru. Katam karma yeva kuru. Purvaihi. Atikrantaihi, mukshubihi, kayatha karma kritam, tatha karma, tum also kuru. May you also do the karma the way our ancestors did. Who were the ancestors? Not who are simply hanging around. Who attend moksha, who is no more around here. That means what? They were all mukshus, they attained jnanam. How did they live? They were always doing the karma. With what understanding? Understanding Atma is not the doer, Atma does not have any desire for any fruits of actions. But every action is Atma, every desire is Atma, everything is Atma. But Atma does not do any action. Atma does not crave for any fruits of actions also. With this understanding, all our mumukshus, before who were mumukshus, who attained moksha, now those people did their karma. So you are a mumukshu now, you also do the same way how they did. Tushnim asanam? Nah. Na Tushnim asanam. I like this sentence. Na Tushnim asanam. That's all young people, okay, who are sitting idle. Na Tushnim asanam.
What did we have before that? With the Vipak over here, Kuru Tena Eva, what
did they say? Kuru Tena, 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 Tena Karanena, Kuru Karma Eva Tvam. Kuru Karma Eva Tvam. Tvam Karma Eva Kuru. I have to put it in proper order. Tvam karma eva kuru. May you only perform actions due to that reason. Tena karanena. That's understood. Tena means karanena. I have to add, supply. I don't know whether you have. I don't have a karanena. I am just adding. Na tushnim asanam. Simply sitting is not advisable. Not at all recommended by Bhagavan. In fact, Bhagavan doesn't want that. Bhagavan doesn't say you should not sit quietly like that. You should be active. Sit quietly means what now? Not mentally. Physically you must be active. That's what he says. Then, na api sannyasaha. Underline this sentence for all of you. Na api sannyasaha kartavyaha. Nothing should be renounced also for the sake of moksha. Na sannyasaha kartavyaha. Nothing should be renounced also for the sake of moksha. Very nice words. Na api sannyasaha kartavyaha. Not only you should not sit quietly without doing anything, not only you should be not be sitting simply without doing anything, you should also not renounce anything. Nothing should be renounced. Natuk sannyasaha api na kartavyaha. Nothing should be, there should not be renunciation of anything. Tasmat
tvam
purvaihi api anushtitatvat. Anushtitatvat means therefore, because it has been anushtitatvat, because the karma has what was the status of having been performed by our ancestors also. Karma has always been performed by our ancestors and ancient people. Therefore, what you should do now? Tvam yadi anatmajnyaha tvam tada atmashuddhyartam tattva tattvavite. తత్వవితి చేత్ లోక సంగ్రహార్థం పూర్వైః జనకాదిభిః పూర్వతరం కృతం న అధునాతనం కృతం నిర్వర్తితం. Okay, what he says makes it all clear, very, very clear. Do you see the sentence? Very beautifully presented here. So, first he said, may you do karma. And then what you should do? Tushni vasanam na. You should not be simply sitting without doing any action. Nothing should be renounced here. There is no need for renouncing anything for the sake of moksha. And then karma has always been performed by all our ancient people, ancestors who were mumukshus. Therefore, yadi anatmajnaha, Arjuna, yadi anatmajnahatvam, if you are ignorant of the self, atmajnaha means knower of the self, anatmajnaha means don't say the knower of the anatma. A big problem, isn't it? Don't say knower of the anatma if you are ignorant of the self, with a big problem, okay? Anatmajnaha means what now? Anatmanam janati iti anatmajnaha. Not that explanation, okay? Atmajnaha, anatmajnaha means one who knows atma is atmajnaha. So what anatmajnaha? One who knows anatma is anatmajnaha. That is the meaning you will take. Please don't mistake with meaning, okay? If you are here, Atma na jnatam jnataha yena. Yes, yeah. Isn't it? Anatmagya. Na jnataha Atma yena. Yes, yeah. Saha anatmagya. We have to give the expression differently. See, Atmanam janati iti atmagya. Na jnataha atma yena yasya saha anatmagyaha. Correctly had said. Otherwise, adatmanam janati. No. Therefore, he says here, yadi anatmagyahatvam, if you are an ignorant, if you are ignorant of the self, anatmagyaha, tada atma shuddhyartam karma kuru. You have to perform action for the sake of mental refinement. Atma shuddhyartam, for mental purification, for mental refinement, you have to do the karma. Atma shuddhyartam karma kuru. Why should I do karma? If I am a mumukshu, if I want jnanam, why should I do karma? Let me renounce everything. Go for pursuit of knowledge. Where is knowledge sitting readily available for you? If you go renouncing everything, where do you want to go? You don't need to go anywhere. All that you are seeking is very yourself. In spite of having everything all the time, having the very you, what you want is you, and still you are not able to access it, isn't it? All that you need is you are not ready mentally. So prepare your mind by doing the karma. Atma shuddhyartam yadi anatmagyaha, atma shuddhyartam karma kuru. Purvaihi kritam purutaram kritam karma kuru.
Are you adding the word karma kuru?
Pardon?
Are you adding?
Because you said earlier, no? Karma iva tvam kuru, you said earlier. No, he's going to explain here. No, we should not add here actually. I'm explaining that here actually. See, yadi anatmajnaha tvam tada atma shuddhyartam. Because tvam tada, then yadi anatmajnaha tarihi is implied. Tvam tada, then atma shuddhyartam, for the mental refinement, isn't, for mental purification, you have to do karma. That's understood, implied there. There are tattva vit chet. Tattva vit means what? If you are knower of the self, instead of putting atma jnaha chet, he didn't want to confuse. So what here he said now, tattva vit chet, tattva vichel, that the torli, that sandhi, okay? So, tattva vit chet, if you are a knower of tattvam, if you are knower of the truth, the knower of the self, tattva vit chet, then when you don't need to do any karma, you are already free. But still, loka sangrahartham, for the well-being of the society and the world around. Purvaihi janakadibihi purvataram kritam. Just how the karma has been done, implemented, executed by our ancestors such as Janaka. Purvaihi janaka adi means what? Not only janaka. Janaka is only patak. Everybody immediately get the word janaka. Janakaha, we also have Vishwapati. There are so many kings, highly elite, highly erudite, wise people were kings. They are ruling, high responsible also. Such people, janakadibihi, purvataram kritam. How the karma which was done by them? Na adhunatanam kritam. Na adhunatanam. Aduna means what now? Aduna means now. Adhunatanam is what now? The karma which are now being done. Not how karmas are done now, Arjuna. Not the way. How it has been done before. Why? They experimented, they attained moksha. But now still people do not know. Don't follow the way the karma is done. What now? Follow the karma which is done earlier. How it was done? Isn't adhunatanam kritam nirvartitam? Kritam means what now? Nirvartitam. Nirvartitam means implemented, executed. Isn't it? That's the meaning. Nirvartitam. Not the present day, the activities that are executed, implemented nowadays, in the recent days. Adhuna, adhunika means modern. Adhunikaha purushaha means what now? Modern. Okay, adhuna is what now? We can say now, just it. Isn't it? Adhuna, tana, if you add anything pertaining to now, isn't it? Is now adhunatana. Krita means nirvartitam. Nirvartitam means executed, implemented, done, performed. Therefore, may you follow the karma, may you do the karma the way it was done by our ancestors who were mumukshus, who became muktaha, who were successful. Now, if you are anatmagyaha, if you do not know the self, and do the karma for mental refinement. If you are atmagyaha, if you know the self, if you are already knower of the truth, tattavit chet, chet is another word for yadi. Then what now? Loka sangrahartam kuru. You know, you have to do. If you do not know, also you have to do. It serves a purpose. Performance of karma serves a purpose. What purpose? For an ignorant purpose, person, it contributes for mental preparation. For a wise person, it contributes for the well-being of the world. So there's no choice. There are jnani, ajnani, you have to do a karma. Isn't it? See, all that Krishna wants to say is again, he wants him to do karma. He repeats it. It's so clear, isn't it? Tatra karma chet kartavyam. Tatra karma kartavyam chet. That's our language. Okay? If you make it simple language, tatra karma kartavyam chet. If karma has to be performed, then tvadvachanadeva karomi aham kim viseshitena purvaihi purvetaram kritam iti uchyate yasmat mahat vaishamyam karmani katham. He says karma kartavyam chet tvad vachana deva karomi. If karma has to be done, I do, because you say tvad vachana deva karomi. Okay, because you say I am doing karma. But கிம் விசேஷித்தேன பூர்வைஹி பூர்வத்தர இத்தரம் கிருதம். What is it specially which has been done by our ancient people, elders, no? Our people. And Purva Itaram. And even before them also, people who had been there, Purvatara Itarehi also, other people who had lived before, much before also, what was done by them? What is specially done? Okay, you are telling me I should do karma, I am ready to do Arjuna Krishna, that's fine. But what especially it was done by them? How did they perform karma? How did our ancestors live? People like Janaka, how did they live? What did they do? This is the simple answer question, okay? He's asking. Now Bhagavan says here, to know that you should know what is karma. What is vikarma? What is akarma? You know the difference. Because in this, we'll see that way. Kim karma kima karmeti.
Kim karma kima karmeti.
Kavayopyatra mohitaha. Kavayopyatra mohitaha. Tatte karma pravakshami.
Tatte karma pravakshami.
Yajnyatva mokshase shubhat.
Mokshase shubhat.
Kim karma kima karmeti.
Kima karmeti.
Kavayopyatra mohitaha.
Kavayopyatra mohitaha.
Tatte karma pravakshami.
Tatte karma pravakshami.
Yajnyatva mokshase shubhat.
Mokshase shubhat.
See, kavayaha api atra mohitaha. Atra means here means what? Regarding this matter, in this matter, which matter? What the matter under is under discussion? Performance of actions, isn't it? Regarding the word karma, what is action, isn't it? In this matter, regarding this matter, even the great seers are confused, deluded about it. They do not have, great seers mean what now? Kavihi literally means a seer. It also means a poet, because one who sees more than what your physical eyes can see is a kavihi. Any poet sees more than what your physical eyes sees. That's why kavihi singular, kavayaha plural. Even the men of vision are great seers. The people who see, great thinkers, you can say great thinkers also here, who think widely, and even those people are deluded about karma. About what now? Kim karma, kim akarma iti. What is karma and what is akarma? What is karma means what now? Performance of action is called karma. Akarma means what now? Akarma means inaction, isn't it? What is non-performance of, what is inaction? What is action? And he says, also vikarma. Vikarma has not come here. Even they do not know, we'll talk about vikarma later on. Tat karma te pravakshyami. They do not know what is action, what is inaction, isn't it? They do not know. And tat karma te pravakshyami. I'm going to tell you now what is that karma. Yat jnatva, knowing which ashubhat mokshase means mokshase, you will be liberated. Knowing that, you will be liberated. From what? From inauspicious. What is inauspicious? That which causes discomfort, pain and sorrow is inauspicious. What is that which is samsara is ashubha. Samsara, not directly ashubha. Samsara is the life wherein you have pain, go through pains and pressures, everything. Isn't it? You experience sorrow also. Therefore, samsara is said to be ashubha. So, samsara, ashubha, the inauspicious pain causing samsara, from the samsara, you will be liberated. How will you be liberated? If you know the truth of karma, action and inaction. I am going to tell you, Arjuna, Krishna says. So, we will see that. Kim karma,
kim karma,
kincha,
kincha,
akarma,
akarma,
iti,
iti,
kavayaha,
kavayaha.
Shankara says, what is karma? What is akarma? Iti, kavayaha means, Shankara gives the meaning, medhavinaha,
medhavinaha,
medhavinaha, men of wisdom. Medha means wisdom, medhavi means wise, medhavinaha means great thinkers. Api, atra, atra means what? Asmin, karmadi vishaye, in these matters such as action etc. Mohitaha,
mohangataha,
tat, tat means ataha, te, tubhyam, aham, karma, akarma cha, pravakshyami. Krishna says, even people of wide vision, no, I mean, they are confused and dead about the what is karma, what is akarma. Therefore, I am going to talk to you about karma and akarma. If you, now I am sure Krishna makes sure that you do not know what is karma and akarma, because even great other people are confused. So, if you know, knowing that what is karma and what is akarma, definitely you will be liberated from the samsara, which is ashubha. Inauspicious samsara you will be liberated from. Yat jnatva, viditva, viditva is another word for jnatva. Karmadi,
karmadi,
mokshase,
mokshase,
ashubhat,
ashubhat,
samsarat,
samsarat.
So, karmadi vihi, actually viditva, karmadi viditva. Knowing the truth of karma, etc., hey Arjuna, you will be liberated from the inauspicious life, that is samsara life of transmigration or transmigratory life. So, okay, he says, na chet,
na chet,
sir, na cha,
yetate,
twaya, mantavyam,
mantavyam,
na cha yetat tvaya mantavyam. That means what now? Cha and yetat this tvaya na mantavyam. This should not be thought like this. What thought like this means what now? You may think, oh, karma, you know, Krishna, karma. What is karma? Karma nama.
Karma nama.
Dehadi cheshta.
Dehadi cheshta.
Dehadi cheshta means being active. Act, mind, body, mind and complex being active is looked upon as the karma. This is a loka prasiddham. In the world, if you ask what is action, what is performance of action means, what is the meaning the people will give in the world? Dehadi cheshta. Cheshta means activity, active mind being, body being active. The activities of the body mentions complex, dehadi, is looked upon as what now? The activity of the body mentions complex is looked upon as the karma. Generally in the world, loka prasiddham, quite popularly known in the world. Isn't it? Loka prasiddham. But you should not think that as the karma. This is what people in the world, loka prasiddham means, the world is very popular. Karma means what now? The activities of the body, mind and complex. Isn't it? This is what people think. But yetat na tvaya mantavyam. You should not think karma means only this much. Okay, he's going to say that now. Akarma nama,
akarma nama,
tad akriya,
tad akriya,
tushnimasanam,
tushnimasanam.
Okay, karma means being physically active. Akarma means simply sitting without doing anything. This is what people think. What, I mean, generally the general idea of understanding other people in the world is, oh, karma means performing actions, physically being active. Or akarma means without doing anything, simply sitting. Tushnim asanam akarma. No, dehadi cheshta karma. This is the understanding of people in general. Therefore, this you should not think. You should not have the same understanding how others have think. Yetatu toya na mantavyam. Isn't it? You should not think this way. Kim tatra bodhavyam.
Kim tatra bodhavyam.
Okay, that means what should be known by you then? I'm going to tell you, Krishna Arjuna. He says, Kim tatra bodhavyam.
Kim tatra bodhavyam.
Iti. Therefore, he says, Uchyate.
Uchyate.
Karmano hyapi bodhavyam. Karmano hyapi bodhavyam. Bodhoyancha vikarmanah. Bodhoyancha vikarmanah. I didn't do much explanation for the 16 because Krishna is going to explain himself. Karmano hyapi bodhoyam.
Karmano hyapi
bodhoyam. Bodhoyancha vikarmanah. Bodhoyancha vikarmanah. Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Gahana karmano gatihi.
Gahana karmano gatihi.
See, karmanaha, vikarmanaha, akarmanaha cha bodhavyam. But now, he says, you should know the truth about the karma. Truth about the vikarma, truth about the akarma should be known. The truth is understood here, implied here. He says, karmanaha gatihi gahana. You know, you see the course of action, it is very, very deep. Okay, actually what, why there is karma? What is karma if you really analyze? And then if it takes you to, it's the root of the cause of karma is somewhere, isn't it? It's very deep. He is going to explain that now. Karmanaha shastra vihitasya hi yasmadapi asti bodhavyam. See, karma, when he says shastra vihitam karma, shastre vihitam karma, shastrena vihitam karma, the karma vihita means prescribed, the prescribed duties, the actions, the duties which are prescribed in the scripture is called shastra vihitam karma. You should know. Okay, yes, madapi asti bodhavyam. It is there, it has to be understood. And bodhavyam cha asti vikarmanaha. Vikarma means what now? Pratishiddha karma. Pratishiddham karma is called vikarma. Pratishiddha karma. Pratishiddham karma means the prohibited actions. There are actions which are prescribed by this scripture. There are actions prohibited by this scripture also. Prohibited and prescribed duties, prohibited actions. Vikarma is prohibited. Then, tatha akarmanascha.
Akarmanascha.
So, what are the prescribed duties? Prescribed means you have no choice. Should I do or not? No, you have to do. Prohibited means, no, can I do? This is no. Prohibited actions, prescribed duties we have. Then he says, akarma means tushnim bhavaha. Tushnim bhavaha means what? No, akarma means what is actually inaction. Okay, what is inaction? What are the prohibited actions? What are the prescribed duties? This has to be understood. Bodhavyam means what now? Bodhavyam means must be known, must be understood. Bodhavyam asti.
bodhavyam asti
iti trishu api adhyaharaha kartavyaha. See, trishu api adhyaharaha kartavyaha means all the three must be, the emphasis must be given for knowing all the three. That's what the meaning. Okay? Adhyahara means emphasis here. Adhyaharaha kartavyaha means the trishu api means what now? You should definitely know what are the prohibited activities. You should definitely know what are the prescribed duties. You should definitely know what does the Shastra mean by saying inaction. Okay. Yasmat Gahana Vishama. Gahana Vishama means very difficult. Durgneya Karmanaha Iti Upalakshanartham. See, Durgneya means very difficult to understand the course of action. That is why he says Gahana Gatihi. Karmadinam karma akarma vikarmanam gatihi yatatmyam tatvam ityartah. I told you gatihi means yatatmyam, yatatmyam means tatvam, tatvam means truth. That's why I told you initially itself, the truth of akarma, truth of vikarma, truth of karma, it has to be understood. And then it is very difficult to really, the course of action is what, very deep and difficult. Why does he say that? I can tell you here before going to that other lesson. Why he says that? Let me finish it before the time goes. See, very karma, performance of action itself is what now, we had it in second chapter. Now, what is it? We said it. Kama yesha krodha yesha rajoguna samudbhavaha. Isn't it? Any action is expression of your desire. Desire is what now? Of course, any activity is expression of rajoguna. That's a different thing. But why there is karma? Isn't it? When the rajas is predominant, desires are there. Once a desire arises, you cannot undo the desire. You cannot control the desire. Nor can you suppress the desire. Desire will get expressed in the form of your action. Isn't it? This is, action is what now? Action is expression of desire only. And why? Okay, therefore, what say do you have about doing the karma? You have no say over doing the karma, isn't it? You have choice over the karma, but you have no say over, you say about doing the karma. You can choose to do some karma or the other, this karma or the other. The choice is there, but do you have any choice about not doing karma at all? That is not there. Your choice over action, you can choose to do the right action, choose the wrong action, choose to avoid the wrong action. You have choice over the action. Kartum va, akartum va, anyakata va, kartum shakyam. Isn't it? Kartum shakyam, akartum shakyam, anyata va, kartum shakyam. Isn't it? If I ask you to clap, you can bring both the hands together. No, you can clap like this, or you don't need to clap. Why should I clap? No, I don't want to clap. You can sit quietly or you can clap like this also. Isn't it? Anyathava kartum shakyam. This is the choice over action you have. But there is no choice about doing the action. Why? Because you are helpless. Please understand your helplessness in doing the karma. You can use your will power, use your knowledge of values, choose to do the right, avoid the wrong. That choice over action is possible. You have choice, isn't it? But doing the karma, you have no say. You have to do something or the other. You are helpless. You can't say, I don't want any karma at all. Even if you simply are doing any karma, even then that sitting is action. Therefore, there's no way of remaining without doing any action. The laziest person also, even to, Swamiji says, even to somebody else comes and puts the banana into the mouth also, Valappada Somberi means, the banana lazy person we say. That means he can't even peel the banana thing, okay? Somebody has to peel the thing banana and he can't even open his mouth. Somebody has to open the mouth and put the banana inside and he has to only gulp. Okay, that is the laziness. That is the height of laziness, okay? And in Tamil we have expression Valappada Somberi. Means lazy person, banana lazy person. I don't know how to express it. That is the laziness, isn't it? So here, there's no choice about doing the karma. So you are helpless. About not doing any karma, you have to do the karma. And why this karma is impelled by the desire. And if I want to escape from karma, I have to escape from the very desire. But what say do you have over your own desire? You have no say over your own mind. You have no say over your own thoughts. You have no say over your own desires. Are you creating your desires to just, ignore the desires? You are the creator of desires. Desires form part of you, the individual. Disease form part of you, the whole individual, isn't it? So you can no say over the disease. Disease just arise. So it is impossible. You can't do, therefore you are helpless again. Okay, why disease are? Disease are because always there are needs. You are never free from biological, physical, emotional needs. You have all the needs. Emotionally you are needy, very needy. Physically you are needy. Biologically you are needy. You have so many needs all the time. You are a person of needs. And what say do you have over your own needs? I don't need anything. Okay, the very, very way expression you say, you understand you need everything. I don't need anything means what now? You need food, you need water, you need everything. You need oxygen, what you don't need, everything you need. Isn't it? So you are very needy. Therefore, diseases are there. If there are no needs, diseases will not be there. Needs are natural, isn't it? Emotional and at least. And why needs are there? Because always there is sense of inadequacy. There is no real inadequacy. There is a sense of inadequacy. Inadequacy is there, needs will be there. Why there is inadequacy? Did you create inadequacy? No. Inadequacy is naturally there. Sense of inadequacy is centered on I. That's another problem. Biggest problem is, inadequacy is there, no problem. Inadequacy is centered on I, that is the problem. Why is it centered on I? Again, because there's a wrong notion about the self. Therefore, inadequacy. That is called ahankara. Wrong notion about the self is ahankara. Why the ahankara is there? Do you want to have wrong notion about the self? Not that you want to have the notion. Wrong notion is part of you again, the individual. Very naturally there. Everything is natural, uncreated. Why the wrong notion again? Because there's a... Also what now? Naturally, helplessly, inevitably, all the limitations are falsely transferred to the self. Superimposition also natural. Why? Because you mistake the non-self for the self also. There is adhyasa, this erroneous self-perception. Why is erroneous self-perception? Because it's naturally self-ignorance. Do you want to be ignorant of the self? Not that you want to be. There's no desire, there's no choice, isn't it? Naturally there's ignorance. Self-ignorance is natural, uncreated. Therefore, erroneous self-perception is natural. Therefore, this superimposition also is natural. Therefore, there is erroneous notion about the self, which is also part of the mind, which is there. And because of which there is sense of inadequacy centered on I. And because of which you are needy, emotionally needy, physically needy, biologically needy. All the needs are there. Needs being there, desires and passion and then wishes and likes and dislikes are all naturally there. And all those different type forms, desire in different forms, compel you to do action. So actions are inevitable. Once you perform actions, and those actions what now? Really produce phalam. The phalam has to be exhausted. There again you have no choice. And to exhaust the phalam, you have to be born again. The samsara continues. This is the root of the thing. Here in this context, how do you know what is kakarma, what is karma, and what is vikarma also. This karmanaha gatihi, the truth of karma. This action, all about action, isn't it? Is actually very, very deep. Isn't it? Karmanaha gatihi is very deep, really. It has to be understood well, Arjuna. The Bhagavan says. So Bhagavan is going to talk to him about these things in the following verses. Has not yet gone for anything else. He only said the karma means that which has to be done, the prescribed duties. What are all the prescribed in the Shastra, Veda Shastram, as the karma? What all said to be the prohibited activities, actions, isn't it? And then we also have what now? What actually it means by saying akarma? Inaction means actionlessness, isn't it? It's not simply non-performance of actions, isn't it? So he's going to differentiate, make it very clear that non-performance of actions is different from actionlessness, isn't it? And that implies understanding of the Swarupa of the Atma. So first he begins with, he doesn't go into the details of other things. He talks mainly about the actionlessness. Actionlessness is not something to be attained, isn't it? Actionlessness is the very Swarupam that has to be understood and that has to be claimed. That has to be actually recognized as one's own Swarupam. Isn't it? And he's going to talk about it next class. We'll see next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.